The state signs a deal to buy a couple of high-speed trains. The $47 million contract with Telco would have the Spanish train manufacturer set up shop in Wisconsin to assemble and maintain those trains, adding up to 80 jobs and the potential for more. So what about locating the facilities in Janesville, where 1,200 auto workers lost their jobs at General Motors last year?
It is a possibility. I have spoken to Telco about that. They are obviously looking for where it fits best for them. But I think that there's a lot to be said about Janesville. There's some great facilities there. There's a great workforce there.
Governor Jim Doyle says ultimately the decision is up to Telco, whose experts have already scouted out locations in Milwaukee and Janesville.
You know, one of the things I want to make sure is that they go to a place where there's room for expansion because, you know, we're really taking a first step here that nobody else in the United States is taking right now. And we're taking it on the belief that passenger rail service is going to develop rapidly in the United States.
The first trains would replace the Hiawatha service from Milwaukee to Chicago, eventually bringing the speed up to 110 miles per hour. The next plan would involve service from Milwaukee to Madison and eventually to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.